The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 286, Undercover, Undercovered.
No, Janet. I need to tell you something important.
It can wait. I need to say this, and I need to say it now.
But what I have to say may change everything.
And what I have to say will change everything.
You're a spy. Wait, what? How did you know I was a spy?
Oh, so you are a spy. I knew it.
Barnes told you, didn't he?
Wait a minute. How do you know about him?
He confronted me. I can't believe you hired someone to have me followed.
And I can't believe you're a spy and never told me. Well, wait a minute. How long has Barnes known you're a spy, and why didn't he tell me?
Because he understood the importance of national security.
And I don't?
Look, Janet.
Don't you look, Janet, me. I'm your wife. If you can't trust me, who can you? And just how did Barnes find out you're a spy?
Because thanks to you, he's been following me.
An old gumshoe has been following you? Boy, you're some spy, John McMillan. Our country can sure rest at night.
One of the men helping me blew his cover. Barnes has connections to Homeland Security. They identified him as one of their own.
So you work for Homeland Security?
No.
Well, don't tell me you work for the CIA.
Okay. I won't tell you.
Really? The CIA? This is crazy. I feel like I'm in a movie.
Well, you're not. So tell me, why did you hire Barnes in the first place?
Because you were acting strangely. You work ungodly hours and your plans change for no apparent reason. I just wanted to make sure. I hired Jim because he works a lot with the government and he was a longtime detective.
You've opened a can of worms, Janet. Now I have to tell my handler what happened.
Handler? John, just how long have you been with the CIA? John?
Just a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? Don't you have to, I don't know, train at Langley and go through all kinds of tests or something?
It's a long story, and I don't know how much I can tell you. Look, let me talk to them, and I promise I'll tell you everything. I didn't tell you because I wanted to protect you. Let me find out how much I can say.
Well, I suppose that'll have to do. Oh my God, I'm married to Maxwell Smart.
Lenora, good afternoon.
Miss Pennypacker.
I trust you had an enjoyable lunch with Tony.
Yes. I wasn't sure what I was eating, but it tasted good. I have so much to learn about this planet and who I am.
That's why you were here, my dear. Here's a packet containing information you'll need to commit to memory. In here, you'll find your backstory.
Backstory?
Who you are, where you come from, where you went to school, things like that. You'll also find your credentials. You'll be assigned to Agent Simon as a probationary agent, meaning you were learning what it takes for the job.
I feel like I've learned a lot already.
I'm sure you'll do just fine. Your biggest hurdle will be learning about our customs and culture.
Yes, it's a little hard adjusting to a society that isn't based on total domination.
I'm sure you will adjust just fine. Now, follow me. The director would like to meet you.
The director's name is Cage.
That's right.
That's kind of a scary name. It's something you put wild animals in, right?
Don't worry. Director Cage is a good man. He takes good care of his people. As far as Tony goes, you couldn't ask for a better person to be your father.
I sometimes wonder how he feels about having a former Rage member as a daughter. We had some pretty rough moments when I was his prisoner.
Did he treat you poorly?
Well, no, he didn't. I can tell you one thing, though. I was shocked. Now, what's your expression?
I believe you're thinking of gobsmacked.
Yes. I was gobsmacked when I found out from George that he was my father.
I can only imagine. Director, I have Lenora here for you.
Thank you, Miss Pennypacker. That'll be all.
Yes, sir. And again, welcome, Lenora.
Thank you.
Please, Lenora, have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Director Cage, and on behalf of MI6, welcome.
Thank you, Director. This is all a little overwhelming.
I thought it might be. That's why I wanted to talk to you before Agents Simon and Slane get here. By the way, I don't know if Tony went over this with you, but while you're here, we ask that you refer to your father as Agent Simon or Uncle Tony. Only a handful of people know he's your father. To the rest, you're his niece, a British citizen who's been studying in the United States.
I think all of that is in this envelope Miss Pennypacker gave me. I have a lot of studying to do.
Indeed you do. Now that's why you'll be accompanying Simon and Slane on this next mission. You'll be away from prying eyes. It will give you time to assume your new persona.
On the outside. But I'll still be the same on the inside.
That's the best way to handle things. Always be true to yourself and you can't go wrong.
Good afternoon, Director.
Tony, welcome back. Agent Slane.
Director Cage.
Lenora and I were just getting acquainted.
I see.
Miss Pennypacker gave me this packet to study. It's the new me.
Will you find out who you are? Come and introduce yourself.
I don't think the change will be that drastic, Agent Slane.
Even so, it will take a bit of adjusting to feel natural.
So, Director, you had us return from our space mission for a reason. We're all anxious to find out why.
Have you ever been to Azerbaijan?
Can't say I have.
I have. In fact, I went there on holiday earlier this year.
That seems like an unusual place to holiday.
It's actually quite lovely there. I think you'll enjoy it. But I guess it depends on what we'll be doing.
You'll be going as a family. We have a contact at the embassy who will fill you in on the details.
You said that we're going as a family? I can see Agent Simon and I going as father and daughter. But what about Slane?
Good question. Am I going to have a son now?
Son-in-law, actually.
What? Agent Slane will be posing as my husband.
All part of being undercover.
Don't even think about it.
Undercover operations are part of what we do. Perhaps a better word would be clandestine.
Oh, well, in that case, I have no objections.
Now that you two have cleared that up, make preparations for at least a 2-week stay. We have a hotel reservation for you, 2 rooms.
Excuse me, Director. Only 2 rooms?
Not to worry. One of the rooms has twin beds.
You can relax, Lenora. Slane and I will take the room with the 2 beds.
Gee, I'm beginning to think the honeymoon's over.
Do you have any idea why we are being sent to now? Where exactly are we going?
Sorry, you'll be headed to the embassy in Baku. There you'll meet with your contact for further instructions.
Ah, Baku. That's where I went. It's a beautiful city. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll be staying at the same hotel. I know my way around that part of the city.
Don't get your hopes up, Slane. There are 270 hotels in Baku.
Is this Baku a long ways from here?
About 3,000 miles or a 58-hour drive. But don't worry, we have a slip landing point in Baku. Now, here are your instructions and identities, passports, identification cards, and some local currency.
Another identity? I haven't even learned the first one yet.
Don't worry, Lenora. You'll have time to learn the packet that Pennypacker gave you. Concentrate on this one first.
I suppose that'll give you a ring or something.
What do you mean, a ring?
It's a custom here that married couples exchange rings to signify they're married. Not to worry, your rings are in the packet, but we'll need those back when you return.
Does this ring go through his nose?
No, Lenora, it goes on his finger.
Pity.
Take the rest of the day to conduct any personal business you might have. Baku is 3 hours ahead of us, so be ready to depart by step at 7 a.m. sharp.
All right, team. Get some rest. I'll see everyone back here at 7.
And then it's off we go.
That's the last of it.
Excellent. Begin a comprehensive inventory.
Yes, master.
Inventory?
You actually take an inventory of your spoils?
Yes, we do. It is necessary to divide them equally.
Equal shares? This is something new to me. Why would you do something like that?
You must remember, General, we are not an army. We are pirates, and pirates operate under a democracy. Equal shares for all. It keeps them happy and willing to plunder.
As a soldier, I only need to know how to fight. No one ever told me to be happy.
We consider ourselves one large workforce with one goal in mind. Relieve the rich of their possessions.
That part I have no issue with. It's the equal sharing I don't understand.
They are all free to come and go as they please. Having an equal share is what keeps them here. Follow me. We'll see what goods now belong to us.
Equal shares? Does that mean the lowest of these pirates gets the same as you?
No, it doesn't. It means that they get shares equal to their station.
Ah, I see. Equal to their station. I suppose that means you get first pick of the bounty.
The first pick and more than anyone else. Come, let us observe our plunder.
I can see many crates, but I doubt you'll find any monetary units in them.
As I told you before, guard, we take these goods to be sold where they are needed. Many of these outpost planets have little in way of natural resources.
And I imagine they get little to nothing from the IDF.
That is true, General. We provide what they need. In turn, we get monetary units and their support.
Ah, I see. That is how you remain elusive. No one is willing to turn you in.
And why would they? If we are captured, there goes their only source of goods.
I see. You provide for them and they protect you.
I suppose your destination is determined by what goods you have.
That is true. Here is Sprague. Let me see what we have.
Master Zardoz, we have a good haul. Here is the manifest. So far, everything is here.
Most excellent. Load these crates onto my ship.
Excellent.
We have the perfect cargo for the people of Kali. As soon as we are loaded, we will begin our journey to the city of New Market.
I know this town. We may be able to find a ship and a crew there.
Do as you wish, General. But look at what we've got from one haul. You might consider staying on for a few more.
What do you think, General?
I think we will wait and see what kind of monetary exchange can be gotten from these crates.
I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
There is one thing that disturbs me, Zardoz.
And what would that be?
Since you allowed the freighter to escape, the IDF will soon be investigating. They will know the time and place of the attack.
Yes, and they will undoubtedly send a team to investigate.
What is your worry, General? We will be long gone by the time they arrive.
Because it will also alert the bounty hunting team that is pursuing us.
In truth, General, I am hoping that they pursue us. Both Sprague and I have a score to settle with one of them.
I realize that, guard, but we must look at the big picture. We need to escape their pursuit and concentrate on building an army. Once we do that, we can go on the offensive.
Waiting is a virtue I do not possess.
Be patient, guard. It won't be that long. I suggest that both of you return to the ship. As soon as we are loaded, we will depart from Cali.
It really doesn't look like there's much around this old airstrip.
Map may not show some of these local structures. It could be temporary.
Or even something like a houseboat.
You know, I think both of you are pretty close.
Ivan, what'd you find?
In order to hunt gators, hunters are given tags. These tags correspond to an area hunted only by the owner of the tag.
Are you saying that you've identified someone for us?
I have. Only one person is authorized to hunt in this area. There's a good chance if anyone needed airboat service, this guy would know. He also hunts pythons.
Sounds like this is somebody we need to talk to.
I'm working on that for you right now. Give me a couple of minutes to make some calls.
That sounds like just what we need.
Yeah, hunters are pretty protective of their areas. They don't take kindly to poachers.
I can't see how anyone would even want to attempt poaching down here. These guys don't mess around. Besides, he's deep in the Everglades.
I hear you. Things tend to disappear here.
Yeah, permanently.
Who's disappearing?
Ivan's located a hunter who's licensed to hunt and fish near this airstrip.
Which means we should be able to track down the license holder. That's where Ivan is now. He's trying to track the person down so we can talk to them.
I see. And who was disappearing in the swamp?
Whoever tried to poach from this guy.
Someone tried to poach the lines?
No, Kate. We were just saying we doubt anyone else would try to work this area. These guys are pretty protective of their territories.
Okay, that makes sense. I've watched that gator hunting show, and you're right. You don't mess with swamp people, whether they're in Louisiana or Florida. I'm sure Ivan will be able to track him down.
What about you? How's your case coming along?
Right now it isn't. We're waiting on some drug activity that might lead me to the Lees.
You're in the same boat as we are. You're not 100% sure your suspect is in Miami.
That's true. But we have to start somewhere.
For Pappy and Scarlet, we'll be starting in the morning.
I take it you were able to make contact with an airboat owner.
I was, and he's agreed to talk to us. There's a small cafe near the Glades. He'll meet us there at 8 a.m.
Excellent. I sure hope he can tell us something. It would be nice if he was the one who gave Meredith a ride out of there.
I'm not betting on it, but yes, it would be nice.
I'm glad you two have had a lead. I'm still wondering if I'm in the right haystack to find my needle.
Things will work out, I'm sure. If they were involved in an active drug ring, it's not going to stop because of them.
She's right. It'll be business as usual.
There's always the possibility that the Lees need the money. If they took the drugs with them from Baltimore, they could still owe someone.
I suppose so. We just found residue, so they could have been out of drugs or took what they had with them.
If they took the drugs with them, you can rest assured that they'll try to sell them.
And if they do, we have a good chance of catching them.
We have established low Baldemar orbit.
You're cleared to remove your restraints and move about the ship.
Can you make contact with the shuttle?
Negative. They're still climbing to orbit.
I'm glad you had them take the shuttle for a shakedown cruise. If it's going to have a problem, it's best to have it where they can easily get back to solid ground.
Captain, I have a signal lock on the BSS.
Very well. Liam, do you have a bearing on the signal?
Aye, sir. Relative bearing is 10 degrees port. Turning to intercept.
Georgia, open frequency to the BSS.
Frequency open.
Baltimore Space Station, this is Mercury inbound for docking.
Roger, Mercury. Radar contact. Continue on your present course.
Steady as she goes.
Captain, are we going to have dueling Robo-4s again?
I think we're good. George can bring us in, and Georgia will dock our shuttle with the ship.
Sounds like a plan.
Do you have any idea how long you'll need to dock?
We'll need to dock our shuttle and secure it in the bay. We'd also like the latest intel concerning the pirate raid.
No problem. We could get all of the latest info for you.
Will you need to eat? We have a lot of pierogies left over from Vlad.
I think we're good. Mercury out.
Are you sure you don't want Vlad's leftover pierogies? I'm sure they taste better after sitting in a zero-G cooler for a week.
Believe me, I had enough of those before we departed for the Titan system.
I do recall you having several helpings.
I have radar contact with the shuttle.
Good. I knew she would put it through its paces without problems.
Mercury, this is Shuttle 1.
This is Mercury. Go ahead.
Shuttle 1 passed all performance tests. We're ready for deployment as required.
Shuttle 1, were you able to test fire your EMP cannon?
Stand by. I'll let you talk to Jomac.
I test fired once we established orbit. The cannon took a full charge and discharged normally. We're good to go.
Now, do you have a lock on the station yet?
That's affirmative. What will be our procedure for docking?
This is Lieutenant Andrews, if I may.
Go ahead, Lieutenant.
George will dock to Mercury. Once this is docked, your Robo-4 will dock you to your ship. Once you're secured, we'll go from there.
This is Commander Sims. We are gathering more information on the freighter that was attacked by pirates. Once everyone is docked, we can go over all of the latest.
So what are the odds that both Haneker and his guard were on that raid?
I'd give it 100%. They need monetary units and a ship.
If that's the case, you can bet they headed back to the asteroid belt.
Oh, I agree. The way Zardoz went through that field proved to me he knows it like the back of his hand.
I tend to agree with you, Marco. He went into that field and disappeared almost immediately.
I have a feeling we'll need to deploy once we reach the field. We can maneuver a lot quicker than the Mercury.
Well, we'll have to be pretty stealthy if we go after Zardoz. He'll have escorts protecting him.
I think if we stick to spying on him and not trying to attack, we'll be fine.
Mercury to Shuttle 1.
This is Shuttle 1. Go ahead.
It looks like the ship that was attacked was carrying diplomats from the Titan system. Commander Sims is going to update us after we dock.
We copy. Are we still going with our original plan?
That's affirmative. Once we're docked, we'll open the shuttle bay doors and Georgia will dock you. Then you can secure yourselves in the Mercury. We'll meet with the commander for a quick briefing. You're welcome to join us or stay in the shuttle until we depart.
Copy that. We'll let you know.
Mercury out.
I can tell. This will be an interesting trip.
I just hope they don't ask us to escort the diplomats back to Titan.
I don't think we get paid for flaming babysitting.
Oh. Huh. That's why I haven't gotten paid for you two.
Oh, very funny, Gabby.
I thought so.
I haven't heard anything come across the police scanner yet.
What, you're just sitting around waiting for something to happen? We call people like you ambulance chasers.
I thought that was a lawyer thing.
Well, she was a paralegal, Sam.
Well, okay, you two have your fun. I'm just saying, I don't think you'll drum up any business listening to a scanner.
Oh, I know that. I'm just wondering if McMillan told his wife he's been lying to her all this time and she took a baseball bat to him.
Oh, that kind of police call. Well, I haven't heard any sirens, so he's either okay or he hasn't told her yet.
My money says he chickened out.
He'll have to tell her. He knows she hired us to investigate him. She knows we pretty much hit a dead end, so she'll have to confront him to get the rest of the story.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall. Or not.
John, so what's the verdict?
I told her.
Well, she must have taken it well. I don't see any bruising or blood.
She was upset, but not that upset. I'm not saying she was fine with it, just saying we will work it out. However, there is a problem. I've been compromised by you guys. I'm not sure how my handlers will take this.
I don't think you'll have much to worry about. Like I told you, we vet all the applicants for government jobs that require secret clearance. You never blew your cover. That one Homeland guy did.
Then there's only one thing to do.
Well, what's that?
You need to become my partners.
Will Barnes and Company join forces with McMillan? Will the Mercury crew get to pursue Zardoz or become an escort for the diplomats? And what will Thornton learn from the fishermen? Find out in the next episode, Spygate.